This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The very broad outlines of the deal that the 19-member Eurozone, the International Monetary Fund, and the European Central Bank made with Greece late today goes a little bit like this. Athens gets a 4-month extension of its current bailout. It had wanted 6 months, by the way. It had been scheduled to expire at the end of this month. It gets about $10 billion in cash to tide them over, and in return, the newly elected Greek government is going to have to provide by Monday, as in 72 hours or so from now, a detailed list of exactly what reforms it is going to make sure that it can pay its bills. So, Greece, to absolutely nobody's surprise, I am sure, is where we are going to start today, our weekly wrap. Here to do that with us are Catherine Rampell from The Washington Post, also Sudeep Reddy from The Wall Street Journal. Hello, guys.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
All right. So, Catherine, let's start with you. No surprise that they came to some sort of at least detente, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I think nobody wanted Greece to exit from the Eurozone at this point. That seems to be bad for markets, bad for Greece, probably bad for the Eurozone. So, you know, everybody kind of had to bite the bullet and say, OK, we'll come to some compromise.
Right.
So that you know, Lehman times 1,000 doesn't happen.
However, Sudeep, we are doing this again in 4 months. We could have you guys back on probably and just roll the same pieces of tape.
Yes, and the circumstances probably will not have changed all that much. There are really only two ways this entire mess is going to end. One is that Greece leaves the Eurozone, and the other is that Greece takes at least some additional action that is deeply, deeply unpopular. And
right.
You have to remember,
at home,
they've already, exactly, and they've already gone through a Great Depression of their own, and they have to do more of that to be able to stay in and keep getting money from their bailout partners. So that's a lot to ask of them, and it's a lot to be spending time on in the Eurozone. Greece is 2% of the Eurozone. There are 18 other countries that are having problems right now, and a lot more energy needs to be going to fixing the other 98% of the Eurozone instead of just spending time on figuring out how to kick the can on Greece.
All right, so what do you think, by the way? Brilliant little piece of tape there, huh? Kicking the can? Come on. Somebody?
Yes, anybody? It was great.
All right,
yes,
thank you.
I liked it.
Thank
I thought
you.
It was
See, get a little chuckle. All right. Speaking of tape, I want to play one more piece of tape for you. It is Joran Dijsselbloem. He is the Dutch finance minister. He's also the president of the Eurogroup, the Eurozone group of countries. Speaking tonight in Brussels about the intensive negotiations they have had. Here you go.
It was intense because it was about building trust between us.
Seems to me, Catherine, trust is pretty much shot because you've got Yanis Varoufakis coming in and saying all these things that he wants and that the Greeks are not going to do. You've got Wolfgang Schäuble, the German finance minister, saying, no, 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 you're not going to do this. How do they reconstruct this in a way that in 4 months something actually gets fixed?
If I knew the answer to that question, I would
right,
be so rich.
So here's a better question. Can they? Can they reestablish that trust?
I don't know. I mean, I think that they're ideologically are so far apart at this point that the Greeks are basically saying anything you want us to do is going to make us less likely to be able to pay our bills,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they're arguing that the austerity measures are basically the reason why they can't make good on the loan that's
mm-hmm.
been made to them. And obviously, the rest of the Eurozone, led by Germany, feels the exact opposite, that, no, you need to do more belt tightening, and that's the only way you'll be able
right.
to pay us back.
Right.
So I don't know. There's such a stark divide that it's hard to kind of wrap my head around how they might be able to come together and see eye to eye.
All right. Fair enough. So, Sudeep, last question goes to you, and it's a sort of an economic version of would you rather. The Fed minutes came out this week talking about when the rates may or may not go up. Which will be worse for the American economy? Let me rephrase that. Which will have a greater impact on the American economy? If the Eurozone has a crisis involving Greece or when the Fed raises rates?
At least with the Fed raising rates, we know what a little bit of what that looks like when the process starts, because we've been going for so long through all the motions of trying to get to that place. With the Eurozone, we know that it will probably be less bad than it would have been 2 or 3 years ago, but we still know that if the Eurozone falls apart, if Greece breaks off, if other countries start to go through the same dynamics, we don't know how that's going to end, and that's where it's a lot. It's still a pretty scary scenario, and that's why I would rather be in the position of worrying about what the Fed is going
right.
to do.
Catherine, same question to you quickly.
I would agree with that assessment.
Mm-hmm.
We know what the Fed raising rates looks like. A lot of forecasters have kind of built it into their models already. There are so many unknowns for what could go wrong with Greece.
Okay. Catherine Rampell from The Washington Post, Sudeep Reddy from The Wall Street Journal. He, though, is in Washington. She is in New York. Go figure that one out. Have yourselves a good weekend, you guys.
Thanks, Kai.
All right.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Kai.